pages 12 and 13. The top half of page 12 has a photo of seven people dressed in pale blue T-shirts with the slogan Wellbeing Team, standing in front of a banner which says Meon Health Practice Wellbeing Team. There is an inset box with the words Brought to you from local GP practices, written in blue. Opposite on page 13 is a picture of three people in summery clothes who are the social prescribing team at Coastal Primary Care Network. There are also two small inset photos, one of a girl looking at a tub of medicine and one of a small child blowing his nose. The article begins, Why self-care is so important for patients across Fareham. GP surgery staff are here to help patients, but we also need you to think about what you can do to help yourself. So many health issues will resolve or settle with simple treatments and appropriate time. We hope these hints, tips, and links for self-care are useful, with sensible advice that you can find for yourself. Self-care is vital and seems to have got lost in the modern world we live in, with so much information available at your fingertips. The key is knowing what sources to trust and what to do with that information. By following this simple guidance, it will help you take control of routine day-to-day health issues and help you know when to seek the right medical attention from your local health services. Pain. We get asked every day by patients across Fareham, what can I use for my pain? GPs use the painkiller ladder, and this involves many over-the-counter medications that you can try before you speak to a healthcare professional, whether that be your local pharmacy or GP practice. Paracetamol, 500 milligrams, up to 8 a day, 2 tablets 4 times a day. Add in ibuprofen, 400 milligrams, 1-3 times a day, in between paracetamol doses. Switch paracetamol for cocodamol, 8 to 500 milligrams, up to 8 a day. Continue ibuprofen. Increase ibuprofen to 600 milligrams, 1-3 times a day, alternating with cocodamol. If taking above regularly and not improving, then contact your GP practice. Website cks.nice.org.uk/topics/analgesia-mild-2-moderate-pain. Hay fever. If you have hay fever, you can work through these steps to control your symptoms: eye watering, nasal congestion, or runny nose. Antihistamine, non-drowsy like loratadine, 10 milligrams, or cetirizine, 10 milligrams once daily. Other antihistamine available over the counter. Nasal spray for nasal symptoms. Various. Speak to your local pharmacy. Eye drops for eye symptoms. Speak to your local pharmacy. Could add in a second antihistamine over the counter, loratadine 10 milligrams morning and cetirizine 10 milligrams in the evening. If using all of the above, then ask your local pharmacy for further information, then contact your GP practice. Website www.nhs.uk/conditions/hay-fever. Poorly children. If your child is unwell, help is available by using the link below, which provides self-care advice for parents and professional across Fareham and Hampshire. Most children will get better with simple medications and time. However, if they are not improving, use the website for tips and advice on what to do next and when you need to contact a healthcare professional. Non-medical support is also available within each of the primary care networks in the form of the social prescribers. Social prescribers focus on supporting patients with their non-medical needs by listening to what matters to them and connecting them with the services and activities that might help improve their practical, social and emotional well-being. Some of the teams in Fareham also offer a range of well-being activities, such as well-being drop-ins, seated exercise classes and walking groups. Please contact your surgery if you would like to make an appointment to see a social prescriber. Website: www.what2-18.nhs.uk.